The Man Who Escaped, Episode 8.
After Fletcher escaped from prison, he stopped at an old farmhouse. The old woman there gave him food and clothes and lent him her truck. A policeman from the nearest town drove out to the farm to tell the old lady to look out for Fletcher, but his car got stuck in the snow. Fletcher saw the policeman on the road, but he didn't stop the truck to help him.
The phone rang at Kansas City Police Headquarters, and Wilcox answered it.
What? Fletcher? Where?
Rossi stood up as soon as he heard Fletcher's name. Wilcox wrote down the words,
1968 Chevrolet Blue Truck.
Then he put the phone down and turned to Rossi.
Well, we know where your man Fletcher is now. A policeman almost caught him about an hour ago.
What do you mean, almost caught him? Where is he? What happened?
Wilcox glanced at his notes and then leaned back in his chair.
Fletcher stopped at an old woman's farm a few miles from here tonight. A policeman went to the house, but it was too late. The woman let Fletcher take her truck. We've got the license number, of course.
We've got to talk to that woman,
Rossi said.
But first, you better set up roadblocks everywhere. We can't let him get away now.
Fletcher was driving the truck through Kansas City. He was trying to decide what to do next. He had to get to Chicago. John Kincaid was in Chicago. Maybe he would find Hooper there, too. Suddenly, he heard a police siren. It seemed to be coming closer, and then it stopped. At the next stoplight, he discovered why. He saw two men get out of a police car in front of police headquarters. His heart began to beat wildly. There were police cars everywhere. He wanted to get away from there as fast as he could. As Fletcher drove through the intersection, he saw two men on the steps of police headquarters. They were not in uniform. One of them, he thought, looked familiar. He was sure he knew him from somewhere. But where?